This podcast is brought to you by the Specialty Produce Network.
This is the true story of fruits and vegetables. The real world of farmers, researchers, chefs, foodies, and more. The Specialty Produce app is an educational, expository, live encyclopedia of fresh foods that you can hold in the palm of your hand. Download today on Apple or Android and start exploring the crazy, wonderful, insightful stories of produce.
Welcome to Conscious Living here at the Specialty Produce Network. We are so glad you're here to support your lifestyle with the fastest growing resource for conscious families. So sit back, relax, connect, and enjoy. Hello, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to Center for Conscious Kids. We're live here today in the Specialty Produce Network for our Conscious Living podcast series. And I'm here to announce our amazing podcast today that we are having with our guest named Eska Ronell. Welcome, Eska.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi. We're so excited you're here. You're going to speak to us and share with us about transforming client fear, climate fear. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're here live with us. We're live here in San Diego, and you're in Aspen, Colorado at your Aspen High School.
Yeah. I'm sitting in my sport director's office right now.
That's so awesome. And we give a big shout out for Aspen High School for supporting you and coming forward and sharing with us today on this podcast about transforming climate fear. What does that mean?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the school was really helpful in getting all this going. Climate fear is, it's basically what it sounds like. It's your fear for the effects that the climate might have on your life in a way. Like, you could have like fear for what the climate will do to your everyday life, basically.
Yeah. So like where you live in Aspen, Colorado, what kind of fears do people have in your community about the climate and what's happening in Colorado?
Right. We're a very snow-based town. We run on tourism and our ski mountains. So, of course, as a town, our fear is with climate change and global warming that the planet will heat to such an extent that we will not have any snow anymore to ski on and enjoy our passions of the outdoors up here in the mountains.
Yeah. And that is a big fear, right? And what happens, what contributes to the fear? I mean, what's going on to the degree where we could believe that, you know, it's not going to snow in the Rocky Mountains anymore? What does that mean?
Well, there's already been factors of, like, global warming impacting lives all over the world. There's been forest fires. You could look at Australia right now with all their fires and tsunamis and hurricanes all over the world, flooding. And if it keeps going like this, it might impact how we live up here, even in the mountains.
Right. And so in inside that impact and supporting people and transforming their fear, what do you do in Aspen, Colorado that supports your community to create differences in their climate?
Right. Well, I do a lot of public speaking and trying to get the word out of what's going on in on our planet. And I founded a local group of environmentalists like me who wanted to act and recently we had a climate strike with over 400 kids going to the Pickens County, what's it called? The city council. And we marched into town, and our goal with that climate strike was to get the city to make a climate based goal. So like all, like whenever they have a certain like project, they will always like think of climate first, and they set that intact for us. And so now our city council, whenever they make a decision, they look at what it will do for the climate first. So there's lots of small things that I've been doing and other people can do.
That's very beautiful. And so what you inspired city council and other governmental agencies in the area to consider is to consider climate first when they're making judicial decisions. Is that what you're sharing with us? Okay. And so what does that look like for an example? Like if they're going to go do something, how do they consider the climate first? Is it around waste and trash disposal? Is it around renewable opportunities? Where are they looking? What are you helping them guide them into considering the climate first?
Right. For example, it could be like if they're building a new building, it will be compostable and recyclable bins placed all over the building. So there's an option for recycling and composting. And they could go as far as putting solar panels on the top of the roofs to get all that energy renewabilized and use natural energies instead of gas and oil and those sorts of things.
Yeah, so they're creating green buildings and utilizing less carbon footprint as they're building and manufacturing new buildings.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, new infrastructure, right? That's beautiful. And in that idea of the infrastructure around Colorado and living in mountain towns, what does that do for the long term? What does that look like as you all are coming together to share with city council and other, you know, community constructs that are really bringing together the world that we choose to create?
Right. I think... I think it's very good that up here in the mountains that we're doing all these things, and hopefully it inspires all around the world that there is action going around, even if there's not a huge impact up here in the mountains right now, that we're doing something to hopefully help out with like the forest fires and the floods and all those things.
Yes. And so with an idea of this, what could other teens and kids and young adults and us bigger adults, older adults, what could we do to support the world in, first of all, transforming our client fear, and then secondly, doing something about that instead of standing in fear, standing in love, as you're doing, to support educating and helping people understand the difference that they can create? What would you suggest for people around the world that they could do in their own hometowns and communities?
Yeah, there's lots of small things as you can do that you can do as an individual. For example, you could like turn off your showers quicker, take shorter showers. Your lights have a lot of impact, so if you turn those off, even if it's only for however long you're gone, you're getting less energy, therefore making less waste and all sorts of things. Recycling and composting in your own home has a big impact on the big picture and how things work out in the world. So if you're composting and recycling, it really does have a big impact on how the world functions and how it will, for sure, in the long run, help take steps towards less climate change and more action. But one of the most important things that I think is super important for acting on climate change is informing yourself and like researching climate change and looking into the science behind it and really understanding the problem before you go and do any sort of big acts and big tours and stuff. Because if you inform yourself, then you know what you're talking about and you have a better perspective on what is going on.
So true. So true. So before we act and go and do something, what is that environmental impact that we're doing? So like, if we're going to take a vacation and travel, how are we going to use the energy to get there? Like, are we going to go on an airplane and utilize jet fuel? Are we going to go in a car? How are we going to get there? What are we going to do? And how are we going to utilize energy in our environment that impacts our climate?
Yeah, for sure. Just having that conscious thought on what you're doing to the climate in your everyday life is super important and really helpful.
Yeah. Do you have any helpful ideas or understandings what people could do that would that they could notice or learn to look up or become resourceful in their own everyday lives? What would you say is probably the biggest thing that they could do and change in their environments, no matter where they live on the planet?
Well, going out and talking to people and, like, for sure researching and looking up, like, what's good and what's not good, all that sort of things, just to really inform yourself and, like, just talk to people, go to important people in your community, learn their perspectives on things, and even something as simple as, like, turning off the lights and taking short showers is super important. And also, like, eating less meat and flying on airplanes less.
Yes. You know, and you made me really think a lot about it. I know we've done it, and in different larger cities in the U.S., we have the opportunity to recycle, and we have waste management systems inside our environments that allow us to recycle. And now that we recycle, what if we could make our bins smaller for our households and not fill them up every week so much, right? So how could we purchase things and buy less garbage, right? Buy less packaging. How could we start to do that? Because certainly how we deal with waste on the planet definitely impacts our energy consumption and how we dump that, you know, those leftover waste products, burning the trash, changing the trash, recycling the trash. How do we do that? And how do we bring in less and still maintain our lifestyles? And I think that requires a lot of ingenuity and a lot of understanding. And it starts with our purchasing power, right? We start to change how we buy things. I mean, I remember when my daughter was very young and little, and we bought games for her at the local toy store that isn't really available anymore. It's kind of funny. But all the packaging that came in, these little tea sets and party sets and stuff, and there was so much plastic and so much paper and boxing that was inside this toy. You know, how could we support toy manufacturers and other manufacturers to produce less packaging and less garbage around the product that they're choosing to sell, right? I mean, we can make changes in so many places and spaces in our lives to contribute to less climate damage.
Yeah, we sure can. It's all in the way you go around your daily life and what you see fit to change. And just being passionate about something is super important. And when you're passionate about that certain thing, it becomes a lot easier to act and change how you act in your daily life.
Yeah. And so when we move to a space of wasting less and utilizing more, we move into a space of really, then it gives us that room and opportunity inside our awareness to say, okay, now what could I do to actually enhance climate balance? Like, we haven't even gotten yet into the science and technology so deeply about, we're so busy cleaning up our mess, right, on the planet, that how can we get into a space and a place as humanity to contribute to, how could we create more balances in the climate changes, right? I mean, right? Because we are losing the polar ice caps. We definitely have lost the northern ice cap for most of the year now. And it's really fascinating. Is it appropriate to bring it back? Is it appropriate to support weather balance, right? And weather changes and shifts on the planet. And how do we do that? Like, how do we live our everyday lives promoting better balance, right? We do know that bringing in more trees and cutting down less trees definitely supports our atmosphere, right? How do we protect the atmosphere? How do we support it?
That's a good question. It's for sure hard to live your daily life while also trying to do so many things. But I feel like it's a sacrifice that our generation and other generations has to make, because we're at a point now where if we don't act soon, we're going to be in lots of trouble. So I think we have to sacrifice some part of our lives to really acting and making sure that the climate has what it needs to continue.
Yes. Yes. So well said. So well said. So really, the biggest parts that I sense that you're wanting to share with the audience that is listening to this podcast is come out of your room, come out of your homes, really share and enjoy the climate and the earth and the planet that we have by being aware, right? And being conscious of how our everyday lives impacts our climate.
Yeah, for sure. That is what I'm trying to get across.
That is beautiful. It is an amazing process. And from some of your activism and your process and talking to city halls and city councils, what have you seen change and transform since you've been getting outside and doing this work and sharing it with your community? What has transformed?
There's been a lot of people who understand, and it's almost beautiful to see how people understand now that, like, ways to act, and they'll come out and they'll like start acting, and it's just beautiful because they understand like what that like the climate needs help, and that, and then they start doing things, and then like they are part of the solution, and it's just very awesome to see.
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is. And so each one of us can make a radical change, not only inside of our own lives, our own awareness and how we live our lives and utilize resources on the planet, but also that impacts all of the rest that you're around. So our families, our communities, our friends, our teachers, all of the people can start to understand on a very deep level how they singularly make a huge difference on the planet.
Yeah, for sure.
And then we all come together and really, you know, create things that we haven't seen yet and opportunities that we haven't seen yet to support it, like planting trees, using less waste, providing more clean water for everyone around the world. Inventing and producing, you know, technologies that support us and really cleaning up our act, and then manufacturing in ways that have far less waste. All of those are beautiful processes to begin to start to make radical changes on our planet, in our everyday lives, and how, and you're so, so beautifully correct about the sharing of when we change our everyday lives, it starts to impact everyone.
Yeah, it's an awesome circle of how it just passes on.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Eska, for joining us today and sharing your insights and your beauty with what it is we're choosing to create by transforming our climate fear.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ashley, for letting me come in and talk.
Well, thank you
so much.
Thank you again, and continue to share. And everyone, take a look at centerforconsciouskids.com and us live here on Facebook. And we have many more opportunities to share with you as Eska grows in his process on sharing with the world how to create climate changes for all of us. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Thank you all for listening to this podcast. We are so grateful for you tuning in and experiencing the innovations and opportunities we all can incorporate into our daily lives. Connect with us at centerforconsciouskids.com to sign up for the latest news that showcases these revolutionary services and products. Our global website provides families with an online conduit for enrichment and transformation in all our lives. Please share with other kids and families who would enjoy these advancements in living consciously. I'm Ashley Lee, and I thank you so much for joining us.